Blog Talk Radio. What an amazing song right there to open up the show, because it is summertime, and as we having a summer breeze here, right here in Texas for sure. And my, how are you guys? What's happening? It's Wardell Potts Jr. here for Solar Records Radio. Much love to all you guys. Hope you're well and things are good for you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hey, much love. Hey, we're going to have a great time reminiscing, going back down memory lane here on Solar Records Radio. I had to start the show off with that song because that's one of Greg's favorites. I know he loves that guitar solo. My. And what a solo it is, right? Legendary at least, right? So much love, guys. And we're just going to have fun here today on Solar Records Radio. It's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, God bless you and God be with you. Guys, we've been praying really hard for those guys that's in that, I forgot what they call it, but it's like a little sub. And I just feel so bad for the families and for them, because it looks like it may have exploded. And so we're about to get a briefing because they found debris down by the ship, by... you know, the Titanic ship. They found debris on the side of it. And they know it's not from the Titanic because they've taken many, many, many pictures of the Titanic and the surrounding area. And so they know when something is new going on there. So, you know, I just pray that, you know, they didn't suffer. If their life is lost, if they did lose their life, I just pray they didn't suffer. Wow, that's crazy. It's so crazy, especially with a young man in there just getting going with his life in college. And my, so crazy. But such as life is a risk, right, in anything we do. And so, but anyway, God be with their families. And we're going to you know, that's all we can do is pray, right? And so we have to move forward, and so do our families, and everything like this happen, and it seems so heartless, but we just have to, because there's nothing we can do. We can't change the outcome. So, but anyway, guys, let's get going here at Solar Records Radio. I know it sounds kind of weird. See, that's what I mean. It seems weird. All right. So maybe we need to, I don't know. Let's just move on.
To love you, didn't you know it, babe? Didn't you know it? Why couldn't you be content with the love I gave? Oh yeah, I gave you my heart, but you wanted my mind. Oh yeah, your love scared me to death, girl. All it's a choking kind, that's all it is. You can kill a man with a bottle of poison or knife. I know you can. It'll hurt him more to take his pride and ruin his life. All it's a shame, girl. Whatever it is, girl, I surely hope you find. Oh yeah, I tell you that hat don't fit my head. Oh, it's a choking kind. Oh yeah, it make me wanna. Oh yeah. Oh, Mr. Sam, when you fall in love again, for me, oh yeah. If you don't like a peach, walk on by the tree. That's what you better do, honey. Find what you want, girl. Keep it, treat it sweet and kind. Oh yeah. Oh, let it breathe. Oh, make it a choking.
Friday night, there are few. Place in my money in my pocket. Shaking all around.
dug that? Absolutely. My goodness gracious, Keith Sweat. Make it last forever. And, you know, I mean, you think about that, right? I was just kind of there with that, when we're talking about that poor family that lost their life. God bless them. Rest in peace. And we want it to last forever, but sometimes it just doesn't. My, guys, come on. We're going to go down memory lane together here on Soul Art Records Radio. Let's remember the good times. Let's remember the good times with those, the ones we lost. Remember the good times with, you know, the ones that are still here, and how much joy we had, you know, and be grateful in such a dark day. Okay, let's try to find some. Let's try to stay on the optimistic side. It's very hard for me. I'm asking you to do something that is hard for me to do. I couldn't even sleep last night trying to see if they're going to find these guys. So, it's not even my family, but they're God's children. That makes them my brothers and sisters, right? Those are all my brothers that lost their life and don't know them, but I can feel for them, and I'm sorry. Let's keep it going on Soul Art Records Radio.
Yeah. One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, oh, 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 then it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and laugh. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Song, Miss Natalie Cole, Missing You Like Crazy. And you know, guys, I was on the phone with Sky, and so you know, we're like crazy. Oh, Don Fleming wants to sing. Hey, well, hello, Mr. Fleming, and how
that
are
is
you,
Natalie
sir?
Cole, man. Natalie Cole song, I sing. That's basically how it goes.
Also, between Natalie Cole and Barry White, you you can do both of those. That's very interesting.
There you go.
Lord,
there you go.
Well, it is Throwback Thursday here at Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming decided to grace us with his presence. My brother, my big little brother, how you been, man?
I've been good. Just got home from doing a couple of things for the job, and so I've got a little time, so I wanted to go ahead and call.
Oh, so you guys know that, you know, Don, you know, he sells like $1 million, $150,000, $250,000, $300,000 homes. He's like the ex-wife. I mean, they are into the big dollar sales. And that, doing that real estate thing is really, it's something else, man, because it's challenging, but at the same time, it's very rewarding. And so I think it's, you know, sometimes you have to debate it, like, because I know my ex, she couldn't handle, like, a lot of the drama that came with it, but then when she got paid, she was very happy. And so
and it starts all over again.
And it starts all over, right? Because you got a whole new set of people with different feelings and stuff. And I always say to her, I always say, well, listen, they'll probably never buy anything or never have bought anything this expensive in their life. And so, of course, they're going to be, you know, a little concerned and nervous and you know, and calling every 5 minutes or backing out at the last minute. I don't know that, you know. And so it's a tough one.
And I think, you know, there's a level of professionalism, you know, in every job that you try to maintain and try to have kind of that mindset that coincides with the professionalism. You know, but you're human. You're human. And there's those moments where you build up to a breaking point. But again, that's any job. You get to a breaking point, be like, man, I can't do this no more. And then it's like the reward is, you know, once the house is sold or whatever, whether you're representing the buyer, representing the seller, it's like when they're at that table and they're relieved, there's a sigh of relief, there's, you know, there's that good feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all rewarding. As corny as it sounds, it's all rewarding. And, you know, hey, yeah, the check's not bad either. So, you know.
Yeah.
So you start all over again. With another client, or you know, and you go through this road, you go through this this roller coaster once more.
Yep, that's right. And every time, but most of the time when you get off the ride, it was a good ride. But you know, it may start off a little bumpy, a little scary. You know, you get a little anxiety. Yeah. But you know, you just sometimes you just got to hang in there. Man, I'm also very, very sad about these people in that little sub, man. And I was just on the phone with Sky, and that's what we were talking about, you know. And I told him I got to get back to the show. I got to get back. And said, oh, you're on the radio? And I said, yeah. Did you just hear your song? I go, yeah. Thank you. What that? You always playing our song? Yeah. But so they, you know, they were feeling kind of the same way. It's really sad. You know, for these people to have lost their life. But some people, that's what they do. The problem, you know, they're adventurous. They like going for, they're very, they don't mind risking it all, you know, to win, you know, and their resume just gets bigger and bigger, right? And then, but it's the one time that it doesn't all work out. The sad part is that they took a little guy with them. And so, you know, his life was really cut. And so they said they found wreckage down there. And they're saying that they believe that that's from it. But the bodies are gone. There's no bodies. So, yeah. So it's just sad, man. You know, they were also talking about, I just can't imagine what it must feel like to be slipping into this thing, and you know, before you know it, you can't stay awake, you're freezing, you're in the dark, and then you're just gone. And so I can't imagine either. But you know, they said the thing exploded, so they may not have experienced any of that. It may just been like, oops, it's over, you know, when it exploded, because that the pressure down there is so crazy. It's so many times more pressure down there than it is up here that we feel. And so I just can't. Anyway, man, so it was hard for me to sleep last night. I was up, but I kept getting up, turning the news on, trying to see, okay, did they find him? I was hoping, but didn't happen. So anyway, we have to move on, and so we'll be moving on. And Don, you in the system? Don's gonna do a block, guys. He's getting ready for y'all. Hey, that's all good. So anyway, tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here, and so tune in for that. And if you have any questions or anything like that, I have no problem. Actually, I enjoyed the questions, because it takes me and it opens up my brain to stuff that I wouldn't remember by myself. It's like, so when you guys ask me those questions, I go, oh, I don't, because I wasn't thinking about it before, you know? And so it's just, and it's so rewarding afterwards. And I can feel the adrenaline running when I get off the show. I go, wow, that was good. You know, being able to dig back into your mind, your brain like that is, whoa, it's crazy good. So so please feel free to, you know, to tune in tomorrow and to send messages through Messenger or send them to Greg if you want, and he'll send them to me. And it's all good. We try to have a good time. I think Shalimar is just about finished with their tour over in the UK. I'm trying to get some people together, a couple of groups together, but Shalimar is not Shalimar here in the United States. They're only Shalimar in the UK. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that's so wild to me.
That's so wild.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, hey, it's the thing with dealing with groups. Is that you may have ex-members or former members of the group or whatever that may have, you know, may trademark a name or you know, that whatever the legality is. And I'm not just saying this particular group, but I'm just saying groups, period. It gets messy when there's a split up and everybody wants to make a living and do tours with the legacy name. And it's hard, I hope everything is okay. I hope everybody is happy at the place that they are. You know, it's unfortunate that Howard Jeffrey and Carolyn can only perform at Shalimar, you know, overseas. So, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean the Climax. I referred them and to a promoter, and they was like, well, there's too much going on, there's too many different groups, and I don't want to get in trouble. Yeah, so, you know, they don't want to deal with that drama, right? And so it's just so after a while, I mean, you can have more, but eventually it starts to be a problem as they start stepping on each other's toes, you know? And so I just wish everybody the best, no matter what, whatever they're going through. So, but anyway, there's only one dynasty, and we're just putting out records. as a matter of fact, I got a call to go to France for Dynasty to go to France and perform, but we just can't, you know, not right now. But it would have been nice because I really want to go there. I need to get over there. So I'm going to put that on hold. And hopefully, you know, maybe next year we could go, but not this year.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting for Don, to put his socks and shoes on and step into his step into his equipment and start pushing the buttons.
You know what? I'm ready now. Oh. I'm in the system.
All right. So, you know, Don's ready to do his block here. And by the way, do you know what's happening tonight?
Tonight is Throwback Thursday night with yours truly.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying. You know what? There's only one Al B. Sure. So let's go ahead and listen to some Al B. Sure classic 1988 Night and Day. You guys keep it locked. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Soul Out Records Radio.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it's Throwback Thursday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, he giving me the opportunity to do this block. So what you just heard was the lovely Fonda Rae from 1984 classic Touch Me All Night Long. Of course, before that, This Is My Night from 1984, same year, from the lovely Miss Chaka Khan. And, of course that was from her I Feel For You album. And for a lot of people that don't know, I Feel For You, her version of I Feel For You is actually a remake. Prince actually did it on his I Want to Be Your Lover album in 1979. And Prince was very particular about, you know, giving his music, having people do his remakes and things like that. But he definitely gave the blessing to Chaka Khan on that one. And she made it. She gave it a more hip-hop feel. I loved it. Had my buddy Shabba Doo in the music video. And, of course, rest in peace to Adolfo, a brother of mine. Get a chance to interviewed him a few years back and got a chance to meet him out in Van Nuys. He had his dance class for the kids every week and got a chance to hang out with him and just talk to him and just get a chance to, you know, call him, check on him every couple of months and things like that. I don't want to feel like I was bothering, you know. But then, you know, we lost that brother a couple of years ago to COVID. So definitely rest in peace to Shabba Doo. And, of course, started off the block, had a little faux pas, was I'll Be Sure, but it ended up going to After 7 for some reason. Ready or Not, of course, from 1989, early 1990, beautiful video, very sensual. Rest in peace to Melvin Edmonds from the group After 7, too. Of course, he was, I think, the eldest brother of Babyface. So tried to do you right on this block, man.
You did. Wonderful, wonderful. And was it his brother or his cousin that passed away?
It was his brother, Melvin. He was the one that he was the lead. He was the lead on the song, you know, when he's like, I'll give you the sun, the rain. And he was that one. He was the oldest brother.
Oh, yeah. He had that beautiful, beautiful tenor. Whoa, man. He had that he would hit those notes. My.
Oh.
He was the best singer in the group.
I mean, yeah, it's him, Kevon Edmonds, and I think Keith. I forgot Keith's last name, but it was like they were the cousins of the Edmonds, and of course now After 7 with Keith and Kevon, and I think Melvin's son is a part of the group now, if I'm not mistaken. So probably a couple of different iterations, but I know Kevon is still out there representing After 7. So, I got a chance to see them perform actually in 2012, New Edition. They were on the New Edition tour in 2012, and they came to Little Rock with, I think, El DeBarge and After 7, and just amazing. It was just an amazing concert. My ears, because I was like on the like eighth or ninth row, so my ears were muffled for like 3 weeks. I was getting scared.
You sat too close to the speakers, man.
Oh, my goodness, man. I was so – everyone's like, you know, get your earmuffs, earplugs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm good. I love New Edition. I love El DeBarge and After 7. Man, at first it started off this strong ringing for a couple of days. And then once I got the ringing out, it just had this – I had like this muffled – it's like when you're in the swimming pool for a long time and your ears are kind of watered, but when you hear people talk, it's muffled. So it's kind of like that muffle. But I'll say a couple of weeks. I don't want to exaggerate, but it was scaring me. I was like, no, I don't want to, you know. But no, I was good. I was good. But I really enjoyed that concert. And if I'm not mistaken, that same year, Frankie Beverly and Maze came and perform, and I was I was blessed to see them perform twice. So just an amazing concert to go to as a kid growing up, and then, you know, being an adult now, it just brought all of those feelings as a kid came back when you listen to it on the radio. it's like you'll never get a chance to see them perform, but I was able to do that. So, man, and you know what's crazy? You know, you call me young and I'm a baby, this, whatever, but I will be 50 next year. That's crazy.
You're ancient.
I know.
Jeez.
I will be 50 years old.
50.
But I'm good. I'm good. Actually, I got to turn 49 first. So, and my birthday is on the first, in July 13th.
Oh, did you just skip over 49?
My 49th is coming up next month.
I know.
So.
But you just skipped over 49 and tell us about 50. 49 is going to be pissed at you.
It's just, you know, you're hitting that half a century? Is that, I was going to say half a decade. Half a century, man.
49 is getting no love.
I know. Yeah. 49. But, I can stay in the 40s. I can probably stay in the 40s forever because I lost a lot of weight. And my wife's like, you look different. I look younger now. I look vibrant. Like the picture, Greg stopped using that picture of me, but I gotta update the pictures. But I look totally different now. And I look, what? People say, well, you look younger, but I don't look younger because I got a lot of gray now. But you know, it is what it is. So thank
well,
you guys
us,
for
well huh? Send us the updated picture and stop playing around.
I know, man. I gotta start doing that. But
by the time you take the picture, you're gonna be big again. You need to take the picture
y'all
now.
Funny. Yeah,
playing.
You're funny.
You're funny. Hey, I wanna. Yeah, we got you about to say we got about another 35 minutes left in the show, but I wanna play something that's like kind of in between Don and my and John's generation and my generation. And it's only like that in my mind, I think. Oh boy, what happened to it? What happened to it? I just had it, but it's just a song that makes me feel good. So, but it's kind of disappeared. So maybe not. Maybe I won't play it. I'll just let you do your thing. Man, I'm so irritated.
What are you talking about, man?
I want to play. I have a song that I just uploaded, and I thought I had it, but I don't see it, so I'm irritated. Anyway, hold on. Yeah. All right. Well, that's okay. So I'm gonna give you guys a sample of what's happening tomorrow. Anyway, here on Solar Records Radio, we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And, man, I was just thinking about what I said about, man, I can't believe that the Shalimar is only Shalimar in the UK. That's just really weird to me. Anyway.
And Jody has what, Shalimar Reloaded here.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know what? And she is very active on social media. If anyone... And I get it, you know, people might criticize and they might throw their 2 cents thinking they know how the story goes. As a matter of fact, she's on YouTube. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that like to gossip and make comments. And I know it was a shock to them when Jody responds, because everyone talks about the performance they did for Babyface song, his version of For the Lover in You in 96. And, you know, folks think that they know the story and say, well, she didn't want to show up and she didn't want to do this and she didn't. So she would kind of, you know, respond to everybody that was criticizing her on that video on YouTube. And, you know, I thought that was, you know, it's one of those things like, don't feed the trolls. But at the same time, I was so gravitated towards what she had to say, you know. And I'm not that, and believe it, I'm not that type of person. You know, but I want to hear her side. I want to understand both sides. And I don't want to just give my opinion. I just want to enjoy what the music that they made. I get that. But it's just unfortunate that, you know, she has to keep explaining herself over and over again. And then the fact that you have young kids that may see an episode of Unsung and think they know everything. And it goes for cats my age, too, and maybe older. If you wasn't there, like, you know, you or whoever, then, you know, if I don't hear it from the horse's mouth, it is what it is. So, but anyway, I love, you know, what Carolyn and Howard and Jeffrey's doing, and I also love what Jody's doing with the Reloaded project. So, you know, I just wish there was some reconciliation, you know, with them as a fan. But, you know, I totally
let me ask you.
Go ahead.
So, you know, she has to keep explaining, like, what happened. What happened? I don't know what happened.
I'm going to send you the link.
No. Give me just a short version right now of what happened. The short version.
I guess a lot of cats kind of took what folks were saying on Unsung, saying that, well, is, you know, she called to do the shoot with Jeffrey and Howard. She made a call and said, well, I'm not going if they're there. But then if you go to the actual video they performed out in Santa Monica, out on the pier, they were all there. So a lot of people were still making their comments about how she didn't want to perform with them. And she's kind of responding like, well, I performed with them right there. You know, there was no issue, yada, yada, yada. We hashed out our situation. We just don't perform. We just don't, you know, everything is cordial. We just don't really like perform with them anymore. I was like, the last time she performed with them was when the Babyface version of The Lover and You, not the music video, but the live performance out on Santa Monica Pier. So a lot of people were still making comments of how bitter she was. And, I, you know, as a person, that would probably get on my nerves, too.
What would get on your nerves? Oh, you mean like Jody?
You get bitter, left and right.
Yeah. So I just want to say that people have the right to feel how they feel, whether it's the kids that are saying what they're saying to her, or rather it's her saying what she's saying to them. That's her feeling. And whatever her decision was at the time, it was based on her feelings, and she reacted to it. But what she's saying ultimately is saying, hey, we're cool. We just don't work together anymore. But we settled our differences. And so if people want to live in, well, you said this before, if you want to live there, she can't change, there's nothing she can do about that, right? That's why I tell people, look, you and your husband or you and your wife got a problem, don't tell your family members, because when you tell them, they won't let go. You can forgive your husband or you can forgive your wife, but the family just be holding the grudge. They don't know how to, you know, you guys have forgave each other. Okay, cool, dude. We're not arguing no more. Why are you guys still upset? That's what they do. They, you know, because they don't have the same investment as you do. So, but anyway, so I just
well
wanted
said,
to hear.
Well said.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear what you know thought you heard from Jody, and so that was good. I'm glad you shared that, because I didn't know the story. I didn't know what the final outcome was. I know that there was some difficulties, but it wasn't. She was very upset, and she had a really good reason for being upset. And so, but a lot of people don't know what her reason for being upset is. And if she hasn't told anyone, then she's not, you know, then I guess you don't need to know. And so, but, you know, I know. And so it's just real. And I don't put her business out there, because it's not my business to put her business out there. If she said what you said, it's all good. We just don't work together. That's perfect to me. I think that's a great way of ending something. Say we're good, but we just don't work together, because, you know, you could say, like, I forgive you, but I don't trust you. I forgive you, but we're not going to, you know, I'm not just not going to do anything else with you. You know, I'm not going to work with you or whatever the case is. I'm not going to be in a relationship, but I forgive you. And that's good to me. I think it's fair. You know, you hear people say, I forgive you, but I'm not going to forget. You know, like, what does that mean, you're not going to forget? Well, the not forgetting part is the wisdom part. It's the protection part. It's like, I know I went down that road before and I got burned. And so now anytime I see that road, I remember getting burned. That's what that means when it says, I'm not going to forget. Not necessarily, but some people take it bad. Like, you know, you don't really forgive me then if you're not going to forget. How can I forget you slapped the crap out of me? You know, why would I forget that? It's just stupid. So, you know, but anyway. All right, Don Fleming. So you want to do another block? Or is it my turn? I got you. We can split it. Yes. This one is for Don Fleming. I'm going to dedicate this one to you, my brother, and to all of my friends over in Ohio. Like, you know, and so much love to all my Ohio friends. I got, you know, my Dana Myers is on his way to Ohio, and he's going out there for some sad stuff and some really good stuff. And I'm going to tell you one of the really good things. The really good thing is that he's going out there to see his brothers and sisters that he's never met in his entire life because he didn't know he had a brother and sister. So that's an amazing reunion right there, right? And one of the sad things he's going out there for is one of his friends, well, it was four of his friends passed away, one each week, 4 weeks in a row. And so he's like, whoa. So he's going to just go out there and be out there, and he'll get to see his, you know, his friends, his family members that he never knew he had. He'll also get to see his grandkids. So we're happy for you, Dana. Go and enjoy and have a wonderful trip. He's going to be gone for a long time. And then he's going to go to a funeral to say goodbye to his friend. And so, wow. It's kind of crazy, but it is what it is, and I'm just you know, Dana, you know, we're praying for you, buddy. We're with you. Our prayers are with you. So anyway, I'm going to play this song for Mr. Fleming here on Soul Out Records Radio, and Greg said, get the picture, Don. Send us the picture. We're waiting for the picture. All right, guys. So here we go. Don, this is for you and all our friends in Ohio. Ohio, please. Whoa.
Oh, And I'm so glad I'm with the blue you with. Was
Come on with it. My. Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and just want to say thank you guys for hanging out with us again today here on Solar Records Radio. What else did I want to say? Okay, don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. Don Fleming, I believe, is doing his show, but he's not here to confirm. Don't know. So we'll see what he says about that. But
yes,
that'll be at...
I'm
okay,
here tonight.
There he is. He's here tonight. All right. So is that 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don Fleming, Throwback Thursday. Tune in and hang out. And, man, oh, man. So, Don, anything else you want to say?
No, man. I'm glad to get a chance to hang out on the show today. Tune in tonight. Tune in tonight. We got about, 11 minutes left of the show. So, man, take us home if you can.
All right, here we go. Guys, thank you. We appreciate y'all. We love you so much.
See you tonight.
See you tonight, 8 o'clock.
nothing I can do about it.